Welcome to your New Hampshire National Guard podcast. We are always ready, always there.
Hello, this is Master Sergeant Charles Johnston, your producer and host with the State Public Affairs Office. This will be the final installment of the podcast for the year, and we're going to cap things off with some audio coverage of our recent birthday celebration and awards ceremony. The event featured a ceremonial cake cutting in recognition of the National Guard's 387th birthday, and the organization's top performers were officially recognized for their individual achievements in various categories. Additionally, a proclamation was read on behalf of Governor Chris Sununu declaring December 13th, 2023, as New Hampshire National Guard Day.
We are here today to recognize some of the New Hampshire National Guard's finest. The Adjutant General will recognize the outstanding members of the New Hampshire Army National Guard, the New Hampshire Air National Guard, and the state employees that support them. Along with the citation from Governor Sununu, it is my honor to introduce the Adjutant General for New Hampshire, Major General David J. Mingleides.
Take a look back. If your Army, look what the Air did. If your Air, look what the Army did. If you're the State Department, DMAS, look at what this force does. It is utterly amazing. And even look at the Starbase thing. You know, a lot of people say, hey, what's Starbase? That's it. So think about this. It's a fifth grade STEM program that we host here, right down the hall, getting back to our community roots of being a community-based organization. 25, 30 kids come here every week, 30-hour curriculum, to learn about STEM in our facility. That's what we do. We connect with our community, we serve our community, our state, our nation. There's no better testament, I think, when you look at those three videos. So first I'd like to say is, the Oxford language defines celebration as the action of marking one's pleasure at an important event or occasion by engaging in enjoyable, typically social activity. Seriously, there's no better way for us to do than celebrate what we've done this past year, and I think that was approved. So I put this together in a little slideshow, and for the old timers here, it's usually like the Letterman's top 12 of what you like what we've done this past year. For the younger generation, I don't know what hip hop rap artist would come up with this top 12, but you just get a beer with us. No music, so let's roll it, number 12. So shout out to the CFMO, Construction Facilities Management Office. So hopefully all of you drove here in daytime and you saw probably the first turf sports field for any National Guard. Right? Why we do that? The Army Combat Fitness Test, number one. Number two, intramurals for ourselves or for any recreational activity. But number three, you missed it with Starbase. When those kids go to recess, they play on that sports field. And oh, by the way, we hope to start hosting community, like local high school sports activities here. Striper soccer, lacrosse and football, goalposts are up, we're working on the scoreboard. But it's giving back to our communities, trying to change the paradigm. Have kids come here, see what the Guard is, see what the military is like, and just enjoy our facilities. Next one. Did you know we now have a volunteer search and rescue program? Led by Command Sergeant Major Furland and Sergeant First Class DeAngelis from the aviation facility is, we now cover the Lakes region in the south for New Hampshire. Number 10. Hey, so let's look at some of our like exceptional performance, some of our soldiers and airmen. This is just to name a few, right? So first you got Tech Sergeant Ager. I don't know, Tech Sergeant, was it Amber Martin? I couldn't find a picture of her. You all know they competed in the National Guard Marathon event, and they were selected for the All-Guard Marathon team, right? Shout out to the two of them. Center picture is Specialist Tom Eckelberger. I think a lot of people in the Army probably heard about him. He led our biathlon team to third in the nation placement, right? He's so good that he qualified and was selected to the 2023 All-Guard biathlon team. And oh, by the way, was invited to go to Sweden to compete against NATO countries. And oh, by the way, the day he came back to the day he packed his bags and showed up at the Manchester Armory and deployed with our 3rd Battalion, right? So that's a picture of him in action. And then lower left, can't forget that, Captain Kelly. Our latest Ranger School graduate. We're 6 for 6 in the last 2 to 3 years. Super proud of him. He works in the G4. just an exceptional performance from some exceptional people. Next slide. Hey, you know, the Ilopango issue, when we go down to our state partnership in El Salvador, if you want to have, like, exert sort of U.S. soft power on the hearts and minds of your allies and partners, there's no better way than using the band. So the Army video, they showed them, when you play in front of 20,000 El Salvadorans for 2 days in a row, that makes an impact, right? Their ability to perform through music to, like, show the soft power of, like, the U.S. military. And, oh, by the way, they play in the 4th of July concerts up in New Hampshire. Oh, by the way, they were so good, the U.S. ambassador to El Salvador invited them down to play at his residence for the 4th of July. And, oh, by the way, they just played at a Concord Capitol Center for the Arts in front of 1,300 people for free Veterans Day event. Next slide. State partnerships. You saw that a little bit. They're strong. They're robust. So when you host the chief of defense of a foreign country, the chief of staff of a foreign air force, and you bring them to the air show, we have four nations competing at our annual marksmanship event. We have four nations competing at your best warrior competition. And, oh, by the way, when you host the president of a foreign country and he tours your aviation facility, it just tells you the influence and impact the New Hampshire National Guard has. Next slide. Heroes in your midst. Tori Scarborough, I think a lot of people from the wing know her. Unfortunately, I just saw her at the wing mall call. I think she just retired. But she received, let me get this right, the Union Leader Award for Heroism for saving a person's life on the interstate. And, oh, by the way, you have Staff Sergeant Dante Davis on the Army side. And let me see this one. In last December, he came to the aid of a driver in an overturned SUV on I-93 southbound in the middle of a rainstorm, staying on site until the Manchester Fire Department showed up. Next slide. Shout out to our Military Honors Program, specifically Staff Sergeant McGrail. So New Hampshire State Senate recognized the superior performance of our honors program as Staff Sergeant McGrail conducted his 1,000th honors throughout the state. Next one. I just like their mustaches. So until someone can just politely tell them they're on regulation, but it's okay. So seriously though, these guys and the rest of the marksmanship team crushed it. Right, they won the regionals, MAC 1 regionals last year. They won it this year. They were so good, they placed first and second this year in the regionals. They were so good, they came in third place in the United States All-Army National Marksmanship Competition. And by the way, these two characters, and I think a lot of you know them, are so good, they earned the coveted Chief's 50 at the National Guard Marksmanship Competition. Next one. You know, what can you say? Seriously, the largest event in New Hampshire was this year at the Pease Air Show. 84,000 people. Let me say it again. 84,000 people went to the Pease Air Show. Once again, they crushed it. Two hangars full of STEM events. Incredible participation. We actually got some leads out of it this year, which was a good thing. Even the Army got a few leads, so thank you, Eric. But it was an exceptional event, and it was twice the size of NASCAR. Next one. This is a lengthy one, but seriously, it's a shout out to all our pilots and our flyers and our maintainers. So if you look at the Army and Air, for the Army, they supported the state of Vermont during their floods this past summer on state active duty mission, doing a couple search and rescues for them. They conducted 12 search and rescues here at home. And oh, by the way, they were selected by the New Hampshire Fish and Game Commission for their Search and Rescue Award of Excellence. If you look at the Air National Guard, they deployed over 300 airmen to Lajes Air Base, part of the Azores, as part of a natural combat deployment exercise. They welcomed back 123 active duty airmen into their midst from their active association. They supported over 160 federal alert missions. And by the way, they only flew 137% of their FY23 flying hour program, flying over 3,800 hours. Number two. Community partnerships, we sort of loop to them. Top left, Starbase, we talked about that earlier. Top right, this is the Air National Guard with their partnership with the Catholic Medical Center for medical training. Bottom right, kudos to the Army Medical Detachment for having dentists and dental hygienists manning a dental vehicle in Manchester to provide free dental care for inner city kids. And our bottom left is kudos to both the Army and Air for 90 days stayed active duty, helping out the State Prison and Department of Corrections during their hiring or their shortages of corrections officers. And deployments, always remember, it's a combat reserve of the United States Army and Air Force. That's our number one mission. And again, we continue to crush it, and it's a testament to you and your units. So we have over 280 soldiers still deployed in the Middle East. We had 170 soldiers come back from the southwest border. I talked about the Air Guard. They had about a half dozen airmen deployed throughout the globe. There's a picture of the governor on the southwest border visiting our soldiers. And oh, by the way, we still have a half dozen soldiers down in the Capital region with our cyber unit deployed. So when you look back at the year in review, it is truly amazing what a small state can pack and can do. And it's all about the people, and it's all about all of you. I just want to close it with a one final quote. JFK once stated, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. So thanks for letting me up to the National Guard motto of being always ready, always there. On whether state employees, Title V federal civilians, dual status technicians, those of you wearing the uniform, you consistently crush it. 2023 was utterly exceptional. Looking forward to 2024. Thanks for what you all do. Live for your dad.
Members of the New Hampshire National Guard family for their exceptional service in 2023. We invite Mr. Warren Perry to join the Adjutant General as we recognize our outstanding state employees. Please hold your applause until the end.
State employees are being presented a certificate of commendation from the Adjutant General in recognition of their contributions to the Department of Military Affairs and Veteran Services mission to work in close partnerships with the New Hampshire National Guard to serve service members, veterans, their families, and local communities across the state. Awardees were nominated based on the positive impact they had to overall mission accomplishment. We ask that all award recipients remain on stage until all awardees are recognized in their section.
The Anti-Terrorism Program Manager of the Year, New Hampshire Army National Guard, Mr. David Beecher.
The Real Property Specialist of the Year, New Hampshire Army National Guard, is Mr. Robert Mora.
The Building Grounds Utility of the Year, New Hampshire Air National Guard, Ms. Lee Suther, who is unavailable this afternoon.
The Accountant of the Year, New Hampshire Air National Guard, is Ms. Nancy Gauthier.
The Directorate of Information Management of the Year, New Hampshire Army National Guard, is Ms. Erin Zayak.
The Human Resources Technician of the Year, Department of Military and Veterans Services, is Ms. Sherry Fitzgerald.
The Grants Program Coordinator of the Year, Division of Community-Based Military Programs, is Ms. Heather Smith.
These are your State Employee Award recipients for 2023. At this time, we invite Brigadier General LeBlanc, Chief Warrant Officer 5 Munson, and Command Sergeant Major Furlan to join Major General Nicolaides as we recognize our outstanding soldiers from the New Hampshire Army National Guard. Please hold your applause until the end.
The Soldier and Non-Commissioned Officer of the Year awards are presented for unparalleled commitment to excellence, unyielding endurance, and a desire to be the best. They are also the winners of the 2023 New Hampshire Army National Guard Best Warrior Competition for their respective rank.
The Soldier of the Year is Sergeant Brendan Tuttle. Sergeant Tuttle is unavailable as he is currently deployed. His son will be accepting the award on his behalf. The Recruiting Rookie of the Year award is presented to a non-commissioned officer in their first full year of production that has displayed superior strength, maintenance skills in all functions of recruiting and retention.
The Rookie of the Year is Staff Sergeant Isabella Igo.
The Recruiting Expert of the Year, Expert 7 Award, is presented to the Section Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge that has demonstrated superior leadership and strength maintenance skills in all functions of recruiting and retention.
The Recruiting Expert of the Year is Sergeant First Class Robin Rojak.
The Top Production Recruiter of the Year, Director's 54 Award, is presented to the non-commissioned officer identified as the top producing recruiter within the Recruiting and Retention Battalion.
The Top Production Recruiter of the Year is Staff Sergeant Stephen Pierce.
The Tag Match Grand and Novice Champion Awards are presented for excellence in competition and superior combat pistol and rifle marksmanship at the Adjutant General's Match 2023.
The Tag Match Grand Champion is Captain Robert Metzel.
The Tag Match Novice Champion is Private First Class Eddie Luis.
The Top Army Combat Fitness Test Awards are presented for outstanding motivation, commitment, and dedication to achieving peak physical fitness.
The Top Army Combat Fitness Test Score Female is Specialist Nicole Scare.
The Top Army Combat Fitness Test Score Male is Captain Robert Metzel, the first New Hampshire Army Guard soldier to earn a perfect score.
The Company Grade Officer of the Year Award is presented for extraordinary leadership, commitment to excellence, and critical contributions to the New Hampshire Army National Guard.
The Company Grade Officer of the Year is Captain Jennifer Dumark.
These are your Army National Guard Award recipients for 2023. Woo!
Invite Brigadier General Kaparik and Chief Master Sergeant Zaveri to join Major General Michalides as we recognize our outstanding airmen from the New Hampshire Air National Guard.
The Airman of the Year is chosen from members who demonstrate the Air Force core values, actively support and uphold a culture of dignity, respect, inclusion, and know and understand the Wigman concept. They must demonstrate effective followership and continue their professional development on and off duty.
The Airman of the Year is Airman First Class Abby Stroop.
The Non-Commissioned Officer of the Year is chosen from members who epitomize excellence, lead by example, exhibit professional behavior, military bearing, respect for authority, and instill professional behavior in their subordinates.
The NCO of the Year is Technical Sergeant Victoria Nelson.
The Senior Non-Commissioned Officer of the Year is chosen from members who set the example for excellence, pride, professionalism, and competence while serving as a role model for all. They must be committed to developing professional, capable, and confident airmen.
The Senior NCO of the Year is Master Sergeant John Fiorentino.
The First Sergeant of the Year is chosen based upon exceptional ability, dedication, caring, and commitment to the organization and its people.
The First Sergeant of the Year is Master Sergeant Lauren Diogo. Accepting the award on her behalf is Chief Master Sergeant Bob Holt.
The Company Grade Officer of the Year is earned by the Company Grade Officer who has displayed excellence through leadership that exemplifies the ideals of duty, honor, and country.
The Company Grade Officer of the Year is First Lieutenant Jason Churches.
The Spirit of Hope Award is named after the great entertainer Bob Hope, who was instrumental in maintaining the morale and spirit of military members home and away. This award recognizes military members who embody just that.
The Spirit of Hope recipient is Staff Sergeant Nathan Willard.
The Honor Guard Member of the Year recognizes an Honor Guard member who demonstrates the highest levels of character, integrity, and ethical conduct while serving as ambassadors in our communities and upholding our customs, courtesies, and traditions.
The Honor Guard Member of the Year is Senior Airman Andrew Aquino.
The Title V Civilian of the Year is selected to recognize excellence within our civilian workforce throughout the 157th Air Refueling Wing.
The Title V of the Year is Stephen Kuzak.
These are your Air National Guard Award recipients for 2023. Woo!
We will now read the proclamation on behalf of the governor. Please rise for the proclamation.
The state of New Hampshire, by His Excellency Christopher T. Sununu, Governor, a proclamation in the year of our Lord, 2023, New Hampshire National Guard Day, December 13, 2023.
Whereas the start of the New Hampshire National Guard can be traced back to 1623 and the militias that guarded the first settlements near the mouth of the Piscataqua River in Portsmouth. Since that time, the New Hampshire National Guard has fought bravely in every American conflict, and their sense of duty and honor has never wavered. And
whereas since 9/11, more than 2,000 New Hampshire Guardsmen and women have deployed overseas in support of combat and peacekeeping missions under Operations Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, New Dawn, Spartan Shield, and Inherent Resolve. Collectively, they account for a Silver Star, several Bronze Stars, several Commendation Medals for Valor, more than 100 Combat Infantry and Combat Action Badges, and more than 100 Purple Hearts. And
whereas, domestically, New Hampshire citizen soldiers and airmen have mobilized under Operation Noble Eagle, aided the victims of floods and ice storms, rescued lost hikers in the White Mountains, and set up operations in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Additionally, they have set up a civil support team that has responded to chemical and biological emergencies and established a model state partnership program with El Salvador and Cabo Verde. And
whereas the Guard has extended their leadership and support to serve not only our current Guardsmen and women, but also all New Hampshire veterans and their families. The Guard has welcomed and taken care of veterans and their families in many capacities under the Fort New Hampshire model of leadership, feeling a duty to serve and support all of New Hampshire's servicemen and women, even after they discharge from service. And
whereas the last 20 years have been some of the most dynamic on record, forever changing the way the New Hampshire National Guard operates. The Guard is stronger, wiser, and has a greater awareness of who it is and what it stands for. The Guard's connection to New Hampshire communities has grown deeper, and it is committed to the ideals of our state and nation as the first Minutemen were nearly four centuries ago.
Now, therefore, I, Christopher T. Sununu, Governor of the State of New Hampshire, do hereby proclaim December 13, 2023, as the New Hampshire National Guard Day in the State of New Hampshire, and call this day to the attention of all citizens. I commend the New Hampshire National Guard for their service to our state and nation, and thank them for all they do to support and protect our communities.
In testimony whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the state of New Hampshire to be affixed this 9th day of December, 2023. We now invite Major General Michaelides, Brigadier General LeBlanc, and Brigadier General Pogorek to the center stage.
The youngest member of the New Hampshire Air National Guard, Airman First Class Keegan Werner, and the oldest member of the New Hampshire Army National Guard, Colonel James Kelly, to join the Adjutant General in the ceremonial cutting of the cake.
At this time, Specialist West, post on the Adjutant General. Attention to orders. From the Joint Forces Headquarters of New Hampshire, dated 1 December 2023, the Adjutant General of New Hampshire has reposed special trust and confidence in the patriotism, valor, fidelity, and professional excellence of Specialist Cameron West. In view of these qualities and demonstrated leadership potential and dedicated service to the Army National Guard, Specialist West is promoted to Sergeant with a date of rank of 1 December 2023 by order of the Adjutant General, signed Jared P. Boucher, Lieutenant Colonel, New Hampshire Army National Guard, G1.
You can read more about our 2023 award winners and organizational achievements at our website at nh.ng www.mil, which also contains links to all of our official social media accounts and our quarterly magazine.
Thanks for listening to your New Hampshire National Guard podcast.